We call it out of the shadows because mental health has too far been within the shadows. Nobody talks about it, nobody does anything about it, and people suffer in silence. So we want to bring the issue out in the open, talk about it, and get some commitments as to how it could be integrated within the health and development agenda as a priority.
So you are presenting the findings of a WHO-led study that estimates for the first time both the health and economic benefits of investing in treatment of depression and anxiety on a global scale. Can you talk about these findings?
Yes. To our knowledge, this is the first systematic study which not only calculated the cost for depression and anxiety, but also as to what kind of investments will lead to what kind of returns. And the findings are very clear. Investments in mental health give high returns. $1 invested into mental health gives back $4. So from the moral viewpoint, from the health viewpoint, and also now from the economic viewpoint, it makes a lot of sense to increase investments in mental health.
So I believe from what I've read that between 1919 and 2013, there was an increase on the numbers of mental disorders by 50% worldwide. What do you believe are the reasons behind these numbers?
These numbers relate to depression and anxiety and not to all mental disorders. But we do know that these disorders are showing an increase. There are various reasons for that. One of them is the demography. We live in an aging society, and these disorders are more common amongst the middle-aged and older adults. So that's obviously a reason. But the other reason is that people are coming much more openly to talk about their depression and also to be identified and getting treatment. So the prevalence of what we see in the healthcare system is also increasing. And that, to us, is a good sign. We, of course, don't like these disorders to increase, but if a higher proportion of people are seeking treatment, that's a good sign. There are some other reasons. One of them is that the world is passing through a lot of crises, natural disasters, conflicts, wars, and pandemics. And all of them give rise to increased stresses and increased incidence of depression and anxiety.
One of the actual issues with mental health is the challenges that result from mass migration and conflict. What are those challenges and how can they be overcome?
These are very large challenges. Almost 125 million people are undergoing these kind of internal or external migration. And these are the highest numbers since World War II. So this is obviously a very big problem. The people who migrate not only need food and shelter and security, but they also need psychosocial and mental health care. We do know that the incidence of common mental disorders increases by 50 to 100% amongst these populations compared to the general population. And we also know that if timely psychosocial and mental health assistance is given, people recover much faster, they join employment, they become productive, and they become better integrated into the society of the place that they are in right now. And these are all factors which give rise to less disability, better well-being, and also economic benefits. So much can be done and much should be done for this population.
What do you think needs to be done to ensure that we actually guarantee access to treatment all around the world?
A few things. One is to provide decent services, not in mental hospitals, but in community-based services, as well as integrating it within the overall health services. Nobody wants to go to a terrible mental hospital situated outside the city. The stigma increases, actually. So decent services, evidence-based services, and integrated within the overall healthcare services. And the second thing is removing stigma by public education and also by seeing to it that people learn from good examples. Remove the myths around mental disorders. We know that these disorders are real. We also know that these can be treated, and these messages need to be communicated far and wide.